I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, December 6th goes to Joshua James Pinkett of Orlando, Florida. Salute to everybody in the great state of Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. And salute to everyone who listens to us on 104.5 The Beat in Orlando. Dropping the clues bombs for 104.5 The Beat in Orlando. You are appreciated. But one of your own is getting the biggest hee-haw this morning because he does not care about responsibilities. See, when you are a public servant and you take that role, you have a responsibility to serve the needs of the public. Okay, Joshua's job is to drive the inmate transport van, meaning that he takes prison inmates to and fro. Well, Joshua clearly doesn't take his job as serious as he should, because if he did, this wouldn't have happened. Let's go to WBTV3 on your side for the report, please.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Iredell County Sheriff Darren Campbell tells me what happened in his county is anywhere from extremely rare to downright unheard of.
He really wasn't too cooperative with us, so we don't exactly know why he decided to take this route.
Many law enforcement agencies contract out with third-party vendors like St. Joseph's Detention Center. It's an easier way to move inmates to different parts of the country without exhausting local resources. That's what was supposed to be happening on Tuesday as 21-year-old guard Joshua Pinkett, was behind the wheel taking four prisoners from the Northeast to Georgia and Florida, but the group never made it.
Apparently the driver decided he was going to quit his job, but just not return inmates.
Another guard inside the transport van texted the company telling them what was happening and that they missed their scheduled stop,
which in turn contacted us.
Deputies caught up to the van along I-40 near Statesville and were able to pull the driver over. He's charged with several counts of kidnapping the inmates.
Listen, man, certain jobs you can't just quit in the middle of. For example, being a pilot. Can't just quit in the middle of flying a plane, all right? Open heart surgery. Can't just quit in the middle of open heart surgery. Masturbation. Can't just quit in the middle of masturbation. Don't act like that's not an occupation. It's called a hand job for a reason, okay? Now, I know that we live in a world where everybody wants to be their own boss. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. You post things on your social media. Like, you know, when you just have to walk away from things that don't align with you anymore. Yeah, I just quit my job. I get it. You're not happy. You want to invest in yourself. Bet on yourself. Cool. But for all people who want to quit their jobs, just make sure you complete your last task first. Even if only you know what that last task is in your head. It's that simple. Lauren, you quit a job earlier this year.
I did.
TMZ, we all know this. Mm-hmm. Do you think this was the professional way for Joshua to handle this?
Is there a professional way?
Yes. You didn't just quit in the middle of a TMZ broadcast.
I probably have done that in my head before, though. But I mean,
in your head, but then you still...
Yeah, you're right.
You know, finished it out.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you put in a 2 weeks notice and all of that?
I did, but I didn't give them 2 weeks, though.
Damn. But you still put in a 2 weeks notice. You still handled it the way you should have handled it.
I would say so. I don't know if they would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Joshua, Lauren LaRosa is the voice you should have heard in your head while you made this decision. Decisions like this shouldn't be spontaneous, okay? Lauren is the voice you should have heard in your head, but that's not the voice you heard in your head. You was driving that van, cruising along with those inmates from Florida to Georgia, and you heard a voice in your head, and that voice sounded like this.
I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job, period. It does not matter to me. But I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
That is the voice that Joshua James Pinkett heard in his head. Yes, Lauren.
Do you know, like, what if the lead up, though, just put him in that space where he just was like, nah, I'm out. Like, I'm cool.
Not in the middle of transporting inmates from Georgia, Florida to Georgia.
You know how disturbed you got to be at work to leave inmates. Like, something must have, I don't know now.
Something like what?
So, I don't know. Think about it. Like, that is a serious job for you to just be like, bro, can somebody send me an Uber? I need to get out this car.
Complete the task. That's all I'm saying. And drop on the clues bomb so I netted a mood setup. And please give Joshua James Pinkett of Orlando, Florida, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Just quit people like that. Ain't y'all fake mad at Jeezy right now? Because y'all think that's how he quit Genie Ma?
I don't care too. I don't care about him quitting Genie Ma.
Oh, okay.
Why? Why don't you care?
Why don't you care, Lauren?
Why would I care? If he felt like that's what he needed to do, that's what he had to do.
Why don't you care, Lauren? Tell the truth.
I think Jeezy looked better single.
Really?
That man looks great.
Okay.
That is a man.
If Genie last name was Genie Jenkins, you know what I'm saying? From East Point, Atlanta.
Would you like it then? Would you care then?
And her hue was a little darker.
If she was black, would you care? That's what he's trying to say. If she was black, would you care?
If her AA was African-American instead of Asian-American, would you care?
It's not even about the interracial thing. I just feel like Jeezy should be single because then there's other single people that he could potentially run into and figure it out.
You want to holler. You would holler at Jeezy, you give Jeezy a shot?
Oh my, let's not even get into the, no, we're not doing that today.
Okay.
Mm. I just think he looks great single.
Okay.
That snowman stands alone, and I'm here for it.
You still on that, on the Kelce tip?
I never was on the Kelce tip all the way Kelce for real.
You love Travis Kelce. You was showing us pictures of him in Timberlands and everything. But as soon as he got with Taylor Swift, and all of a sudden you don't know that Caucasian man no more.
You saw he was back with the Timbs on recently. You saw that?
I did see old girl at the game. I did see that part.
Yeah. I don't know. He must didn't like the criticism he was getting. He put the Timbs back
so
on.
So what if you was dating Travis Kelce and Travis Kelce was like, yo, I need you to be more like Hillary Clinton and, you know, Taylor Swift. How would you feel
and
about
Taylor
that?
Swift?
Yeah. And
Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Yes.
How would you feel?
I think I would have to get him beat up. Like, I would have to call my brother.
Mm.
Like, because what you mean?
Mm.
You knew what it was when you signed up, and they not me.
Mm. So what's the question? What are we asking?
Now I got to be rhythmless and seasonless. Like,
well,
what do you...
Well, first, let me close out the show with BET. BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Everybody, it's already tomorrow on BET. It's 2 in the morning.
You're right. 1 in the morning. Or,
wait,
yeah,
so y'all time changed on BET?
I guess so.
My grandma been trying to figure out where y'all at forever. My grandma just asked me the other day. She said, I said, my mom, I'm going back to the Breakfast Club. She said, oh, they finally back at work.
My mother-in-law feel the same way.
Yeah, so my pops too couldn't find us.
Apparently only the OGs is watching it.
Yeah, my grandma is never going to be able to catch the show now.
We they stories. Turn my story
no,
on,
the truth.
My
pops
story
was like,
ain't on BET.
My pops was like, Martin?
My brother-in-law said the same thing. She said, I didn't see enough episodes of Martin.
Yo, look, I'm telling people like, Martin. No. I'm like, no, it's just Thanksgiving. They on a little break. My grandma said, you could take a break from TV like that. I said, I guess so.
My pops was like, Martin?
Oh, what was we talking about before this?
I got to be seasonless and rhythmless.
I am totally against it.
Oh, we were talking about Jonathan Majors and Jonathan.
What's the question? What are we asking people this morning?
He asked the young lady, the young white woman, to be more like Coretta Scott King and Barack Obama. Now, it is my.
He didn't ask the lady to be like Barack Obama.
Who was it?
Michelle Obama.
Okay, so it is my,
that would hope be another whole different conversation.
It is my theory that, you know, he wanted to be with a black woman, and clearly. He wanted to be a black woman because he was making good now.
So what's the question?
So I wonder if there is a lot of brothers out there who are dating white women who secretly, I guess in their mind, want this white woman to be
act like a black woman.
Yeah, whatever that is.
What's acting like a black woman?
I don't know.
Okay.
So for him to say that, you know, he just named two specific women, so maybe
Michelle
he wanted
Obama,
them to act like Michelle and Coretta Scott King. You know, I just wonder if that's a thing.
Okay. All right, so we can ask.
Yes. So we're talking to our interracial
800-585-1051. Right, interracial couples, all right? Do you secretly want your white woman to act like a black woman?
Be a black woman.
Or do you want
you want your white woman to be a black woman?
A black woman. And I guess black women, do you want your white man to act like
No. Let's keep it to the men and the women.
Huh?
Jamal, Tyrone, call up here. Y'all can be anonymous this morning.
Damn it. 800-585-1051. The question is, do you want your white woman to be more like a black woman?
Whatever that means.
That sounds crazy, but whatever.
I would love, please, when you call, I would love to hear what is being like a black woman, too. Let's talk about
only they know.
I want to hear what they know. I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
Don't get yourselves chewed up today.
All right. I just posted a picture. Go check it out, too. It's a couple of goals. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.